I'm kind of torn, you know, members. I came today, and I may still do that, planning to support, because I still think it's more appropriate. The Alquist bill, I think that it reflects the proper role that the legislature can play with the CSU without micromanaging too much. I think it's appropriate, and I gladly support that bill given these very difficult times. But I, too, was extremely shocked by the actions yesterday by the CSU trustees. My trouble, though, and is that I do believe that this bill is too restrictive. I think it raises issues, but I think it's too restrictive. It goes too far at this time. But I think each member will have to make that decision for themselves now, because while I will not be supporting the bill today, I'm going to watch what takes place at this moment. And if the bill moves forward, it's not to say I will not support it, but I do believe that there is a role for the legislature without micromanaging and without being too overly restrictive. I think this bill goes too far, but I think the Board of Trustees goes too far also. And so I'm caught in that bind of how do we play a proper role without overly being restrictive, but especially in an environment where the Board of Trustees is not listening to the people and to the students and to the faculty. And we're all in difficult times at this time. And I'm just very, very surprised by their actions. With that, Senator Yee, there are many questions that have been raised to you from Senator Blakeslee, I think Senator Hancock, that addressed you. I don't know if Senator Price had any issues that he wanted to raise.
Sure. Let me make my concluding comments, and if I have not answered any of the questions that have been raised, please ask me again, and I will answer them. Let me just say that I, too, am very, very concerned about any time when we try to over-micromanage any institution, because I think that it is healthy to work with everyone. But I will tell you that in this particular case, this has been something that I've been working on for the last 6-7 years. And we started to see these increases in compensation and correspondingly increases in fees and tuitions, not this year, not last year, but several years ago. And the strategy we use was not to be prescriptive, but rather to have an open discussion about what was going on in our universities. And many of you participated in some of those bills. And it was about an open process, because it used to be that a lot of these decisions about compensation, benefit package, and so on were handled behind closed doors. It was just simply reported out. No public comment, no public discussion. It was just simply decided by the regents and Board of Trustees and was left at that. And so the strategy was to then open up that process. And hopefully by bringing some sunshine into the discussion, that maybe the Board of Trustees and the regents would temper some of those increases. And unfortunately, that has not happened. It has not happened. It has not happened. It has not happened. And at the same time, the tuition and the fees to our students continue to go up, to the point where now many of our students, many of our own children now, don't go to the CSUs and the UCs in California. Taxpayers' children are not going to our institutions anymore because it's too expensive. It is cheaper to get a higher education outside of California for California residents than to stay in here. And that is the problem that we are having. Now we are having situations where it takes someone 5, 6, 7, maybe 8 years in order to graduate because there are no classes anymore. And then we have this sorry state now where you can't even attend a university even if you're qualified. That is the state that we're in. Now, will the executive compensation take care of all the problem? No, it will not. But at least it will send a very clear message that the priorities of our institutions are not about the 1% now, it's about everybody else. It is about our students, it's about our children, it's about our parents. And that's what we have been trying to do. And clearly, as I said, just that openness of discussion, we thought that somehow the behavior of the regents and the trustees would be tempered. And that has not happened. And so that's why there is this bill. And to answer, I think, Senator Blakesley and Senator Hancock, I'm more than happy to make some kinds of accommodation. Do I want this to be forever? No, I don't want that to be forever. In tough economic times, we've got to tighten our belt. Maybe when we have a little bit more money, we can be a little bit more generous. So I'm more than happy to work with these senators to try and temper this particular bill. But right now, you have representatives from these two institutions, and you've got trustees that says, guess what? You know, if we could give more, we'll probably give more. The only thing that we have done so far is that because there was this concern about whether or not a member of the Board of Trustees would be confirmed, that they temper it a little bit. But, you know, you would think that let's not go to the max on that 10%. Let's temper it a little. But they didn't even do that. And all the Senator Aukwis bill does is to codify bad behavior. You know, what the bill, what Senator Aukwis' bill will do is to simply say, well, you know, it's okay to do 10%. Well, guess what? No one that I know of in the press, students, parents in the community think that it was okay to give new administrators that 10% raise. When we are pushing out our students, when we are saying to them, we don't have space for you, but then yet it's okay to get that 10%. So that's the problem that we are trying to solve. We're trying to temper behavior. We're trying to say to them that it's not just about you, not you top executive. It's about our students, our children, the future of the state of California. That's what this bill tries to do, to say that you guys, students, you're important too. Those individuals who work in our system, the professors and other staff, you're important too. And it's not just simply about that 1% within our CSU and the UC system. It's about all of us. And hopefully this bill will go towards trying to be of help to others and not just simply the top executive. And so with that, urge an aye vote.
Bill's been moved by Senator Huff. Will the Secretary please call
question
the
of
roll?
The chair?
Yes. Senator Blakesley.
This will be a due pass to which committee, please?
Appropriations.
To Appropriations.
And are we anticipating an opportunity to engage with the Senator on amendments while it's still in our House? I just wanted clarification from the chair as to what you heard the author represent.
I think he agreed to work with us. That's what I heard. And with the authors, I would accept that if any member of this committee wants me to call back a bill before, I will accept that. And so if this bill does move forward, at some point before it's voted on, I'm not quite sure we'd have to work that out, what would be the most appropriate time, but before this bill is finally passed, if you would like this bill to come back to committee, I will accept that and ask and tell the author this bill will be brought back to committee.
I obviously trust the author will
fulfill
his representations. I don't just want to be sure I have an opportunity.
You will
to
have an
op-
you will
process.
Have another opportunity to deal with this bill in this committee if that's your wish.
Thank you, Chair.
Will the Secretary please call the roll?
The motion is due pass to Appropriations. Lowenthal, Runner, Aukwis, Blakesley.
Aye.
Blakesley, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Huff?
Aye.
Huff, aye. Liu? Price?
Aye.
Price, aye. Simidian? Simidian, no. Vargas?
Aukwis, no.
Aukwis, no. Liu, no.
The bill has four votes, not sufficient for passage. The bill fails. Reconsideration is granted.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.